From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Today, President Bush is asking Congress to lift the longtime ban on offshore oil drilling.
Gas prices are $4 a gallon. They're careening toward $5. Here's the president speaking this morning.
High oil prices are at the root of high gasoline prices. Behind those prices is the basic law of supply and demand. In recent years, the world's demand for oil has grown dramatically. Meanwhile, the supply of oil has grown much more slowly.
But what if it's something else, something besides supply and demand that's causing oil prices to rise? What if it's speculation by commodities traders? Senator John McCain raised that possibility in a speech yesterday in Houston.
We all know that some people on Wall Street are not above gaming the system. When you have enough speculators betting on the rising price of oil, that itself can cause oil prices to keep on rising.
Several of McCain's fellow senators expressed similar sentiments yesterday at a hearing on Capitol Hill, where the subject was regulating the oil speculators. The relationship between speculators and oil prices is a tricky one, one that we're tackling today on this program. And we begin with NPR's David Wellnow, who was at yesterday's hearings. He brings us this report from Washington.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin gaveled in the hearing on speculation, admitting the hearing itself might entail a fair amount of speculation.
No one knows for sure what's going on here. That's why we're conducting this hearing.
The Agriculture Committee teamed up with an Appropriations Subcommittee for the hearing. Both panels oversee the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which was set up 33 years ago to regulate the buying and selling of commodities such as oil on dates in the future. Walter Lucan, who's the commission's acting chairman, was there and got some stern lecturing from Durbin.
There's been a lot of speculation about speculation and what impact it has on the price of oil. The honest answer is today, Chairman Lucan, you don't have enough information.
Lucan readily admitted the CFTC simply doesn't know what's going on with a lot of futures trading. While its staff is at a historic low, he said, such trading's increased a whopping 8,000%. Lucan also allowed there could be some price fixing going on that's not yet been discovered.
During these turbulent market conditions for crude oil, the environment is ripe for those wanting to illegally manipulate the markets. And as a result, the commission has stepped up its already aggressive enforcement efforts.
And for that, he asked Congress to give the CFTC another $27 million next year to hire 100 more regulators. This did not seem to please Georgia Republican Saxby Chambliss, who insisted the solution is not more regulation.
Particularly when the main problem is supply and demand. In this case, the data that I have seen so far does not show that blaming speculators will yield the result that we're all looking for, and that is lower gas prices.
But Kansas Republican Sam Brownback applauded beefing up the CFTC.
Because it sure looks like to me there's a lot of speculation in these prices. And I get that from just what it looks like around, but also from a number of knowledgeable people coming in and saying, well, the fundamentals don't support these prices.
One of those knowledgeable people is ExxonMobil Vice President Stephen Simon, who said this to another congressional panel in April when oil was already selling above $100 a barrel.
When you look at the fundamentals of our business, Congressman, the supply-demand fundamentals, our assessment would be the price should be somewhere around $50, $55 a barrel.
The ExxonMobil executive put the blame for the much higher oil prices on speculators, but CFTC Acting Chair Lucan would not go there.
We're trying to see if speculators are driving the prices. We have not seen evidence from our data. It's difficult to prove a negative, and we certainly encourage those that are saying this, if you know where the prices should be and that speculators are doing this, to provide the data so that we can look at it and make an informed decision. But currently now, we have not found a smoking gun.
Lucan told the senators he's requesting more data from oil futures traders and will have a full report for Congress on his findings by mid-September. David Wellnow, NPR News, the Capitol.